The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parshas Veschanan, the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of tefillin. So I wanted to share with the Olam some halachas which pertain to the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. The Mechaber in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Aleph, Paskins, Oyrach v'Reichav HaBatim, the length and the width of the batim, the Goyvon and their height, Ein Loy Shir. There is no shir to the length and width and height of the batim. Although we know that the batim must be square, the Oyrach and the Reichav, the width and the length, must be the same, the geiva, the height of the tefillin, does not have to be the same as the erech and the reichav. There's no chiyuv for tefillin to be cubic. However, the width and length must be the same. The Mechaber is teaching us over here that the erech and the reichav and the geiva of the tefillin do not have a shear. Whatever size you make the erech, reichav, and geiva of the tefillin, the width, the length, and the height of the tefillin will be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are some Ge'onim who say that the tefillin has a minimum shear of etzba'ayim, al etzba'ayim, two etzbas, two fingers, by two fingers. Be'ikar adin l'halach, we don't pass like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, when we call makayim, nochon lachash l'divri ha-ge'onim, she'sevrim l'chatchila, that it's l'chatchila, it's proper to be cheshish for the divri ha-ge'onim, who say that tefillin should l'chatchila be a minimum of etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, two etzbois, two fingers by two fingers. But l'halacha we paskin that there is no shear. Me'ikar adin, one could make tefillin as small as he wants, and one could also make tefillin as large as he wants, provided that the tefillin are not too large to fit into the makom tefillin on the arm and on the head. Now the Bir Halacha says something over here, which is very interesting, but just a word of explanation before we see the Bir Halacha. Chazal tell us, makom yesh b'roish lohaniach shtei tefillin. There's enough space on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, and from there we could deduce that the makom tefillin is large enough for two pairs of tefillin. The makom tefillin is not large enough for three pairs of tefillin. Now, if you learn that Gemara without seeing our Bir Halacha, one could have assumed that the makom tefillin is long and narrow. In other words, tefillin have to be square. And since tefillin has to be square, so therefore, the erech and the reichav, the width and the length of the tefillin, have to be the same size. So, let's say for argument's sake, like the ge'onim, that the average pair of tefillin is two etzbois. So if it's makom yesh b'roish l'niach shtei tefillin, then the pshat is that the makom tefillin is two etzbois wide and four etzbois deep, four etzbois from back to back. And therefore, one can put on one's head two pairs of tefillin, each tefillin being be'erech the size of etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. If one would therefore go ahead and make a pair of tefillin, which is four etzbois by four etzbois, so it's possible that pair of tefillin would be possible. The reason why it would be possible is not because the shear is too large, but since, as we explained, the makom tefillin is two etzbois by four etzbois, a pair of tefillin, which is four etzbois by four etzbois, would stick out of the makom tefillin from the right and to the left. And that would be a very good explanation why the Gemara says, makom yesh b'roish l'niach shtei tefillin, that there's enough room on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, and the Gemara does not say there's enough room on the head to put four pairs of tefillin, because if indeed the Malkum Tefillin would be, for argument's sake, four etzbois by four etzbois, and the typical tefillin is two etzbois by two etzbois, so then theoretically one would be able to put four pairs of tefillin on his head, because four etzbois by four etzbois is four times two etzbois by two etzbois. And by the very fact that the Gemara says there's enough room on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, and the same way with Medayik, that there isn't enough room to put three pairs of tefillin, meaning you can't put one behind the other, if it says two and not four, that would seem to indicate that the Mokum tefillin is long and narrow, and therefore an oversized pair of tefillin, which fills the entire Mokum tefillin from the beginning to the end, from front to back, would be too wide on the sides and would therefore stick out of the Mokum tefillin. However, the Bir Halacha says that that is not true. The Bir Halacha says that Mokum Yesh B'Rosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin means that one can either put small tefillin or one could put larger tefillin, even double the size of the smaller tefillin. The Bir Halacha says that a person who owns two pairs of tefillin has to make sure that the larger pair is not three times the size of the smaller pair, because if the larger pair is three times the size of the smaller pair, then either the small pair is too small, the larger pair, or the larger pair is too large, will stick out of the Mokum tefillin, because Chazal say that Mokum Yesh B'Roish L'Niach Shtei Tefillin. It follows from the Bir Halacha that the Bir Halacha is okay if a person has a pair of tefillin and another pair of tefillin, a second pair, which is double the size, even though double the size is really four times the size, because Mokum Yesh B'Rosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin means, in the way the Bir Halacha is understanding, the size of two pairs of tefillin by two pairs of tefillin, and therefore one can have tefillin, which is two etzbois by two etzbois, and another pair of tefillin, which is four etzbois by four etzbois, that would be fine. However, to have a pair of tefillin now, which is six etzbois by six etzbois, that would be too large. But basically what the Bir comes out from this Bir Halacha is that Mokum Sheyesh B'Rosh L'Niach Shtei Tefillin means that the Mokum Tefillin is both to the right and to the left, as well as front and back, the size, enough space to put two pairs of tefillin, and therefore, L'Chaira, it should be possible to put four pairs of tefillin in, four small pairs of tefillin in the Mokum tefillin. What Chazal means is two pairs of tefillin by two pairs of tefillin, meaning two pairs of tefillin in each direction, as opposed to three pairs of tefillin in each direction. The Mokum is two pairs by two pairs, not one pair by two pairs. And that's why the Bir Halacha learns this Gemara, which in and of itself is not a problem. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Lamed Vav paskins that if somebody is wearing two pairs of tefillin, in Siman Lamed Dalet, Sif Katan Hey, that the Mishnah Berurah says that if one is wearing two pairs of tefillin, one Keshitas Rashi and one Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam, one has to be careful that those two pairs of tefillin are worn one behind the other. One should not wear the Rashi tefillin and the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin side by side. So the Shaila is, why not? We just said, B'shem the Bir Halacha, that the Mokum on the head of tefillin is two pairs by two pairs. If one's wearing two pairs of tefillin, we're assuming that those two pairs of tefillin are more or less the minimum share, and therefore there's enough room on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, one behind the other. If that's true, according to the Bir Halacha, who learns that the Mokum tefillin is two pairs of tefillin by two pairs of tefillin, one should theoretically be able to wear the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, one behind the other. So the question is, why does the Bir Halacha insist, the Mishnah Berurah insist, that the two pairs of tefillin that the Rashi and Tam tefillin are worn, one behind the other, L'chaira, why can't the two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, be worn side by side? L'chaira, if it's worn side by side, it will still not extend out of the Mokum tefillin. So, the teretz, L'chaira is pashut. Because when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of tefillin shoresh, and the Mechaber brings this Rambam lahalacha, the Rambam says, Heichon menichon tefillin shoresh. Where does one put his tefillin shoresh? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Rambam says, that you put them al hakodkod, starting from in the front, starting from the Seif HaSeir, the hairline, and the Mokum Tfilin extends back till the Mokum Shemeche Shal Tfilin Reifes Bay, until the place on the head where a baby, where there's a pulse. Rashi learns Reifes means that it's soft. The Rambam learns that Reifes means to bang the Hainu until the pulse, which is really on the same spot on the fontanelle. And the Mokum Tfilin starts from the hairline and goes up to the soft part of the baby's head. That's the Mokum HaTfilin. And then the Rambam says another halacha. The Rambam says that Tzorach L'Chavein Oysom Be'emtza. There's another halacha in Hilchas Tfilin that besides making sure that the Tfilin is in the right Mokum, also, one has to be careful that his tefillin is be'emtza, his tefillin is centered. K'dei sheyu bein hu'einayim, that it should be between his eyes. In tefilchus tefillin shoresh, there are two halachas. One halacha is the tefillin must lie in the makom tefillin. If it lies too low or too high, one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah tefillin. But even if the tefillin is in the makom tefillin, and it's in the makom tefillin from right to left, and it's also in the Mokum Tefillin, from right to left, and from front to back, there's another halacha in Hilchos Tefillin, and that is that the Tefillin must be centered. The Tefillin must be centered. So therefore, the answer to our question is quite simple. It's true that the Bir Halacha says that one can wear Tefillin, which is double the size of the tefillin he wore yesterday, which as we explained is four times the size really as he wore yesterday, because the makom tefillin is indeed not a narrow strip, two etzbois by four etzbois, but rather the makom tefillin is a square area of four etzbois by four etzbois. But still a person can only wear two pairs of tefillin and not four pairs of tefillin, because if he's going to wear four pairs of tefillin, then the tefillin are all going to be off center. And therefore, when one is wearing two pairs of tefillin, two small pairs of tefillin, the only way to wear them is one behind the other, because each pair of tefillin must be be'emtza, must be centered. The question is, what is the makar of this halacha that tefillin must be centered? From where do we know that tefillin must be centered? The Kesef Mishnah over here, in the Ram Hilchos Tefillin, does not bring a makar. So I wanted to share with the Olam a very interesting makar for this halacha, that besides the fact that tefillin must be in the makom tefillin, that tefillin also must be centered. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph Beis teaches us, Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzad Sidron, what is the correct order of the parashiyos of the tefillin? So the Gemara is like this. Kadesh li v'hoye kiviyacha miyamin. Kadesh and v'hoye viyacha go on the right side. Shema v'hoye im shemaya mismail. Shema and v'hoye im shemaya go on the left side. V'ha kairei kairei kisidron. And the one who reads it in order. Again, ketzat sidron, how do you set up the tefillin? Kaddish Levoya Kivyacha Miyamin, you put Kaddish Levoya Kivyacha on the right, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya Mismail, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya on the left side, V'akayre Kayre Kesidron, the one who reads them straight. Rashi explains that HaKayre Kayre Kesidron means that we discuss right and left. We're not discussing the right and left of the wearer of the tefillin, but rather the right and left of somebody who's facing the wearer of the tefillin. He's considered to be the kairei. It's as if he's reading the tefillin that the other person is wearing. So the Gemara told us, the Braisa said, Kadosh Rav Kiviyacha Mimimin, Kadosh Rav Kiviyacha is on the right, Shema v'yim Shema Yismael. Shema v'yim Shema is on the left. That's the left, right, and the left of the kairi. So the kairi, if you're facing somebody who's wearing tefillin, you read the parashiyos in the order that they're written in the Torah, basically from right to left, meaning that on the right of the person standing opposite the tefillin wearer, first comes Kadesh, then comes V'hoye Kiviyacha, then comes Shema, and then comes V'hoye Mishamaya. And the Seder, the parashiyos are Keseder Aksuvim B'Torah, from right to left, of the person facing the one wearing tefillin. That's the way Rashi learns this braisa, and that's the way the parashiyos in our tefillin are situated, from right to left, Kadosh Roi Kiyachal Shema Vayim Shemaya, of the person facing the one who's wearing the tefillin. The person who's wearing the tefillin, it would be from left to right. It would be the opposite. Now, Taisus brings to Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam is very bothered, that if the correct seder of the parashiyos are Kadosh Roi Kiyachal Shema V'hoyim Shemaya, so why split the braisa? Why say Kadesh V'yikiviyacha is on the right and Shema V'yim Shemaya is on the left? The braisa should have said from right to left Kadesh V'yikiviyacha Shema V'yim Shemaya. Why does the braisa separate Kadesh V'yikiviyacha on the right, Shema V'yim Shemaya on the left? So this is the makar of the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Tzolim. The Rabbeinu Tam says that you read the Gemara like this. If you're facing somebody who's wearing tefillin, you're the kairei, you start from the right, and you put Kadesh v'hoye kiviyacha. And then you skip to the left, and put Shema v'hoye shemaya starting from the left. So the reason, Rabbeinu Tam says, the reason why the braisa splits Shema v'hoye shemaya, Kadesh v'hoye kiviyacha, is because right and left, is we're starting from two different places. Kadesh V'yikiviyacha is from the right. The Hainu is starting from the right side of the tefillin. You first put Kadesh, then V'yikiviyacha. Shema and V'yim Shemaya from the left. Starting from the left wall of the tefillin, you first put Shema, and then you put V'yim Shemaya. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Tam of Havayas Be'emsa. According to Rashi, the order of the parashah is Kadesh V'yikiviyacha, Shema V'yim Shemaya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shema V'yim Shemaya are reversed. And that's what, why the braisa divides the right from the left to teach you that you start from the right and put Kadesh V'yikiviyacha. You start from the left and you put Shema V'yim Shemaya. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the Seder Parshas of Rabbeinu Tam. It's based on this diuk that the Gemara divides right and left. When the Gemara lists off the Seder Parshas, it doesn't list off all four Parshas in a row. However, L'chaira, according to Rashi, for sure we have Akasha. Why didn't the Braisa list them in order, straight from right to left? And even Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara could have said Shema V'hoyim Shemaya. Sorry, Kadosh V'hoyim Kiviyacha, V'hoyim Shemaya and Shema. Why divide right left? What is the braisa teaching us? So in the Piskei Siddur printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says something very fascinating. He says over there that the reason when it says right and left, we're not referring to the right and the left of the tefillin, but rather we're referring to the right and the left of the tefillin wearer's head. And there's an additional halacha which is being taught in this braisa. And that's as follows. Tefillin must be placed, Kadesh V'yikiviyacha, on the right side of the fellow's head. And Shema V'hoyim Shemaya must be put on the left side of the person's head, from the perspective of somebody standing opposite him. In other words, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya must be on the right side of his head. The Kadosh Baruch Hu must be on, Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the right side of the head. Shema V'hoyim Shemaya is put on the left side of his head. And what the reason why the braisa divides right and left is the braisa is teaching us that tefillin must be centered. The limud of this braisa over here is that tefillin must be centered. And therefore, the braisa tells us that these two parts on the right and these two parts on the left, meaning you want to know how off-center a tefillin allowed to be. Tefillin allowed to be off-center, the thickness of the wool between the second and third bias. And the right and left, which we're referring to in this brisa, means the right of his head and the left of his head. And the reason why the brisa separated right, left, is to teach us this additional halacha that tefillin must be centered. So we're holding so far that, first of all, we learned that Me'ikra Adin, tefillin does not have a shear. Tefillin does not have a shear. They could be very small, or they could be large, but one cannot wear a pair of tefillin three times the size of the tefillin he wore yesterday, because we're told that the Mokhm Yesh Rosh Hodiach Shtei Tefillin, but not Lahodiach Shleisha Tefillin. We're told that the Mokhm Tefillin is square, so therefore you could put a large pair of tefillin on your head, even if it's double the size of a smaller pair of tefillin, four etzbois by four etzbois, because the Mokhm tefillin is square, and therefore it could hold a larger pair of tefillin. It's not two etzbois by four etzbois, it's four etzbois by four etzbois. However, we're also told that the tefillin must be centered, even if it fits in the Mokhm tefillin, and it's totally in the Mokhm tefillin. In order to be yay to the Mokhm tefillin, the tefillin must be perfectly centered. And we have a makar from the Shulchan Harav that the tefillin must be perfectly centered from this Gemara, which talks about putting various parashas on the right or various parashas on the left. The Shulchan Harav explained to us that the right and the left, refer to the right side of the head and the left side of the head. That's the right and the left, and that's the makar in Shas that tefillin have to be centered, two parshas on the right side of the head, two parshas on the left side of the head, and the off-centeredness is only allowed the thickness of the partition between the second and the third bias. Now, I just wanted to say one more point, but this could be a touch confusing. We mentioned so far two shittas and how to be mesader the parashas in the tefillin. According to Rashi, we mesader the parashas kadesh v'yikviyacha shma v'hayim shemaya. There is another opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that we mesader the parashas kadesh v'yikviyacha v'hayim shemaya and shema. There is a shittas harayvet. The shittas harayvet is basically the same as Rabbeinu Tam. The only difference between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid is on which side do we start. In other words, both the Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam hold that Havayas Be'emtza, the two Vahoyas, are in the middle next to each other. The machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid is from which side of the tefillin do we start. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the right and left is from the perspective of somebody who's facing the person who's wearing the tefillin. And the Ravid holds that right and left is from the perspective of the person who's wearing the tefillin. So therefore, everyone agrees, Kadesh v'yikviyacha, Rabbeinu Tam and Ravid, Kadesh v'yikviyacha, v'hayim shemaya and shema. However, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it would be from left to right, from the person who's wearing tefillin, and according to the Ravid, it would be from right to left. In the Sefik Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha brings down that they ask the Brisker Rav, why is it that we are chayshish for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we're not chayshish for Shitas Ravid? How come we're chayshish for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we're not chayshish for Shitas Ravid? So he brings down that the Brisker Rav said something totally fascinating, b'shem Reb Chaim. And he said like this. He said that our minig is, when we put tefillin on, that we put the strap, the mabarta, in the back, towards the neck, and the titura, the front part, is not the part with the strap. Now, when you ask the average person which is the front of the tefillin and which is the back of the tefillin, they'll tell you that the mabarta with the strap goes to the back, and the front is the part which doesn't have the strap. If you lay your tefillin down on a table, so therefore, if we have a front and a back, so then we now know which is the right side of the tefillin and which is the left side of the tefillin, and therefore, we know how to put the parashiyos into the tefillin, from right to left, left to right, because we have an absolute right and an absolute left. Tefillin has an absolute right and an absolute left, and therefore has a front and a back. Once it has a front and a back, it has a right and a left, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the parashiyos are put one direction, and according to the Ravid, the parashiyos are put in the opposite direction. So Reb Chaim said something very interesting. Reb Chaim said that although the minhag is to put the mabarta in the back, but conceptually, tefillin don't have a front and a back. One can be yotze tefillin with a mabarta in front. In fact, a lefty who wears a righty tefillin, or vice versa, when he puts the tefillin shal yad on, he puts it on upside down. He puts the mabarta on the bottom, and because he wants to have the yud facing inwards towards his body. So Zot Reb Chaim, that tefillin does not have a true front and back. And since it doesn't have a true front and back, therefore there's no true right and left. And since there's no true right and left, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid, the Etzem, the same tefillin are kosher both according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Ravid. Because since there's no front and back, so therefore, there can't be an absolute right and left. And the same pair of tefillin, the Ravid will tell you that the parshas are going from right to left. Rabbeinu Tam will tell you the parshas are going from left to right. And therefore, the same pair of tefillin are kosher according to the Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam. What we see clearly from this piece of Reb Chaim is that he's arguing on Reb Chaim. On the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav learned that when the Gemara says right and left, it's not referring to the right and the left of the tefillin, but rather we're referring to the right and left of the person wearing the tefillin. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kadesh v'hoi kiviyacha must be on, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kadesh v'hoi kiviyacha must be on the wearer's left side of his body, and according to the Ravid, that those very same parshas must be on the right side of the wearer's body. If that's true, one cannot be yotze Rashi and Ravid at the same time. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid at the same time. Reb Chaim is learning that right and left means the right and left of the tefillin. And since he means the right and left of the tefillin, so therefore, once you say there's no front and there's no back, so that there's no absolute right and there's no absolute left. And therefore, we could say the same pair of tefillin is both right and left and kosher according to everybody. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, although it may be true that the same pair of tefillin is kosher according to everybody, but you would have to put it on twice. Once with the mabarta on top, and once the mabarta on the back, right? Once the mabarta on the front, and once the mabarta in the back, in order to be yotze, both according to the Ravid and according to Rabbeinu Tam, because even if you tell me conceptually there's no front and back, and you'll tell me there's no halacha according to Shulchan Aruch Harav that where the parshas must be in the tefillin in the guf habayis, but there's still a halacha where it has to be on the fellow's head, and therefore you would first have to put on tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam with kadesh v'yikviach on the left side of your head, and then flip around the tefillin and put them on with kadesh v'yikviach on the right side of your head. Now, if you want to take this to the next level, in the Sefer Keser Rosh from Chaim Volozhiner, it's brought over there that Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked the Vilna Gaon, and he said to the Vilna Gaon that Bishleim and me, I only wear Rashi tefillin. Sorry, Bishleim said, Vilna Gaon, you wear tefillin a whole day. We hold halacha like Rashi. We hold halacha like Rashi. So therefore, you don't want to take off Rashi tefillin even for one moment to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Because the goyin, the vinegar of the goyin was that he wore tefillin the entire day. But Chaim Vladimir said, I don't wear tefillin the whole day. Why isn't it kedai for me to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin after I take off my Rashi tefillin to make sure that I'm yoytze l'chol hadeis, I'm yoytze according to everybody. So the Vilna Gaon answered him that you're worried about being yoytze l'chol hadeis. If you want to be yoytze l'chol hadeis, you're going to need 64 pairs of tefillin. And he made a mechajman that we have Rashi and we have Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that Kadosh Roy Kviyachos Mavayim Shemaya. Rabbeinu Tam holds Havayis Be'emza Kadosh Roy Kviyachos Mavayim Shemaya and Shema. And then we have the Ravid, which is a mirror image of Rabbeinu Tam Havayis Be'emza, but reversed right and left. And there's another Shita, which is a reversing of the Shita of Rashi. So we have four pairs of tefillin. And then there's a machlokes, whether the parshas are supposed to be standing in the tefillin, standing straight up, like we put them, that the cloth is standing straight, and the arishanim, who hold, that the parshas have to be lying down. In other words, that the top of the cloth is facing forwards. So now you need eight pairs of tefillin. This is machlokes, psuchas and stumais, how to go ahead and to make the psuches and stumais in the tefillin. So we have 16 pairs of tefillin. There's now a machlekes, which side of the cloth I used to be supposed to be writing on. So now we have 32 pairs of tefillin. And there's a machlekes, how to make the diyoy. And therefore we have 64 pairs of tefillin. If you want to be yoytze according to everybody, you'll need 64 pairs of tefillin. And therefore, we have to go with the halacha, La halacha paskin, all of these machlokes in, and therefore, one pair of tefillin is sufficient. Parenthetically, the reason why many people put on a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is because there are many piskei ha-ge'inim, many ge'inim who wore like Rabbeinu Tam, and in fact, our tefillin would be possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the parshas have to be put into the tefillin lying down. Even our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, the tefillin are put upwards, straight up, like the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. There's also machlokes how to spell the word ulotei tofos in the parsha of Ahayim Shemaya with the vavs of ulotei tofos, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam would never wear our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Because we're not being cheshul of Rabbeinu Tam, we're being cheshish really for the shitas ha-goinim. But al kolponim, in the goin it says clearly that in order for one to be yoytze, according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Ravid, and the fourth opinion, one needs four different pairs of tefillin, or at least four different hanachas, four different putting on of tefillin. So there's two ways to explain the Vilna Gaon. Why can't one be yoytze to the same pair of tefillin, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam Ravid and Rashi and Rashi's mirror image. Either we could say like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and therefore Shulchan Aruch Harav that what has to be put on the correct side of the head. It has to be put on the correct side of the head, or else we could say that the Gaon held like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that I have to put the correct parasha on the correct side of the head. Or else we could say that the goyin argued in Reb Chaim. And goyin held that the din of right and left is not the right of the head and the left of the head, but rather the right of the tefillin and the left of the tefillin. But Rabbeinu Tam, but the goyin held that there's an absolute front and back. That the mabarta is the back, the side without the mabarta is the front. And therefore, we have a absolute right and left. Again, there's two ways to explain the goyin. Why can't one be yoytze the same levishas tefillin for the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid? Why does one have to go ahead and need two pairs of tefillin, or the Chol HaPachos two levishas of tefillin, two put on twice? Either one could learn that he learns not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He learns that the right and left in the Gemara means the right and left of the tefillin, that the parashah has to be put in the correct side of the tefillin in order for the tefillin to be kosher. But he argues on Reb Chaim, and he says that tefillin has a front and a back. So once tefillin has a front and a back, so therefore it would follow that tefillin has a right and a left. That's one potential mahalach. The other potential mahalach is that you could say that he agrees with Reb Chaim, that really there is no absolute front and back in the tefillin. And therefore, theoretically, it doesn't make a difference. The etzem guf ha-tefillin was the same kosher, the same tefillin for Rabbeinu Tam and for the Ravid. However, the pshat is you would have to put on the same pair of tefillin twice because you have to get the correct parsha on the correct part of your head. That's our hakira. Does the right and left mention the Gemara mean the right and left part of the head, and therefore, really, when the Goyen was buying these 64 pairs of tefillin, he'd only have to buy 32, but he'd have to put it on 64 times? Or does he hold that there's an absolute front and back, and therefore, one would have to actually have 64 pairs of tefillin, because the din of putting various parshas on the right side and various parshas on the left side means the right and left of the tefillin itself.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.